Hi, GWA Backstage. This is not so much vanilla. I saw that list of questions that that the Coolidge Effect posted this morning or afternoon, depending on where you are, and I was really excited to answer them. But I am currently working on a project, and I need my hands for that. So typing's not going to work. So I'm just going to speak to you. I hope that that's okay. So her questions were all about BDSM and, who's topping, who's bottoming, all that kind of stuff, and switches. And I'm loving watching the answers come in because this is obviously stuff that's very fascinating to me too. So I thought I would tell my side. I'm going to answer as a bottom because while I used to think that I was definitely switchy, I'm finding that to be less the case. I'm subby. I'm definitely a sub. I can try to switch every now and again, but it sometimes doesn't turn out as well as it should, and it definitely doesn't feel as natural as I would think it would in order to identify as a switch. So I've been thinking a lot about identity and how we call ourselves and stuff like that. So I'm sorry if I sound weird. So I'm gonna answer as a bottom, which will probably result in some other questions happening too throughout. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm also working on this drawing that I'm doing. Do I hate the word subby? No, I actually just used it. I think it's a word to describe how someone's feeling at a particular time. I don't think saying I am subby is quite right for me, because I'm a total brat. Like there are days when I'm feeling very subby and I really just want to have somebody else take over and tell me what to do and, force his cock down my throat. Like there are days when that's all I want. So to call oneself subby is, I don't know. I think it's an adjective to describe how one's feeling at a particular time. So it's like, how they say, with the words bitch and bitchy, you can say you are such a bitch, or you can say you're being bitchy. And you are such a bitch is a judgment on someone's personality as a whole, like who they are. To say if someone is bitchy is, like you need to get your head out of your ass. You're acting like a bitch, even though I know you're not necessarily a bitch. That's kind of how I see the words sub and subby. Sometimes I am subby. I am not so much a sub, I guess. That was a long and drawn out answer for that. Are you one type of S type, or do you have multiple types in one person? I really just have the two. There's brat mode, and then there's totally submissive mode for me. And I don't even feel that way all the time. Sometimes I want just good old-fashioned vanilla sex. Sometimes I want it, primal fucking up against a wall kind of sex. Oof, God, I love that kind. But yeah, I am. It depends on the dynamic, the partner, and what's going on in each of our lives that day, whether you're gonna get the brat or the sub. So like brat feels more natural to me. I'm finding that I like words of degradation, but they piss me off at the same time. So like if you say something that is meant to make me feel small, like I'm probably, there's a very good chance I'm going to call you out on it, but at the same time it's going to make me wet. So yeah. I sometimes really like the fight. Sometimes what I need is a little friction, something to push against. And sometimes that's what my partner needs too, just something to sort of flex some muscles, I guess, if that makes any sense. But sometimes, depending on what's happening in my life or my partner's life or, whatnot, all they really need is to dominate, and all I really need is to submit. That happens occasionally too. So like, if he's had a bad, like a really bad day, and just needs some kind of an outlet, I will definitely do whatever is necessary and, you know, take whatever you need to out on me. It's okay. So long as, you know, the trust is established and you know who you're dealing with and all that kind of stuff. But you know, there are days too when I feel completely broken and I just need somebody else to hold the pieces together or just fucking destroy me so that I can come back from it. Those days happen too. So those are very much subby, I will do whatever kind of days. But yeah, brat feels most natural to me. Is each headspace completely different? Yes. Yes, indeed. And sometimes the one leads to the other, you know. I've had it happen where you know, he's said something really kind of aggressive at me and I've, you know, responded aggressively back, you know. And I get put in line promptly and neatly. and that leads me to like fall into very submissive mode. So that happens too. How does it feel to submit? It depends on what the relationship is like. I've had it feel very natural, like going home, you know, where it's just like, oh, like the quiet happens, you know. You have something to focus on and it feels really good. And honestly, like going home is the only way that I can describe it. You know, when you've been on vacation for a really long time and you see that nice comfy bed for the first time in weeks, and all you want to do is collapse into it and just live there. With an old partner that I trust, that's what submission feels like to me. With a new partner, it's very scary. You know, the first time or two, it feels like this could go one of two ways, you know. That's when the brat tends to come out, is when it's like, I don't know how far I can trust you. In that sort of deciding process when you're trying to decide if that should happen or not. It's scary, but it's exhilarating at the same time, you know. It feels really good for me. What's it feel like to hit subspace if you've done that before? That's pretty intense. I don't know, intense is probably the best word that I can use to describe it, and it's basically, I feel a little disoriented, and really good, quiet, like everything in my world is quiet. It's just, it feels good. It's honestly, it's a little like being stoned, like, yeah, like really stoned. Not that I've ever done that since I don't live in Washington or Colorado, but that's what my friends tell me. yeah. Yeah, it feels kind of like being stoned, which is really, really pleasant for me. Are any of you just bottoms, as in you don't enjoy power exchange at all? No. No, I am all about the power exchange, the give and take of that, the flow between us. That's what gets me off. Do you ever think you'll try the other side? I have. And it usually ends up with me being the one on my knees begging for an orgasm. It's, you know, it's something I would like to try, but I just don't think I have the chops for it. And honestly, the other thing is, if it were with a partner that was already subby to begin with, you know, if it were with somebody who was kind of submissive anyway, I think it would be a lot easier, but I've had it be the case where somebody that has completely dominated me, you know, I've had that case where somebody who's completely and totally 100% dominated me before wants to know what it feels like on the other side of it, or, you know, wants to be submissive for once. And I've had it work out like once, maybe twice. I can definitely count the times that it's worked on one hand. I like the idea of it, but it just hasn't worked out for me thus far. I guess, yeah. Especially because, you know, most of the people that I have had sexual experiences with have all been people who, it started out with me being submissive. So, like, to switch an existing dynamic is, I'm sure it can be done, but it's not easy for me. So, yeah. I'm pretty much, I end up in my role as a bratty sub often and pretty regularly. So, yeah, that's what I got. I hope that you guys have had an awesome Friday, afternoon or evening, or if it's, I think it might be Saturday for some people, or yeah. Anyway, I'm just rambling at this point, and it's lovely to talk to you, and I will talk to you soon.